Good morning. A relatively quiet and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. There are a few scattered flurries and snow showers around in spots, but this is largely the exception rather than the rule. An Arctic front currently moving through the Great Lakes is heading in our direction. As this front passes through during the middle of the day today, we'll pick up a round of light snow or snow showers that could dust the ground. But more importantly, as this front passes by, the wind will increase and at times gust over 20 to 30 miles per hour and even up to 40 miles per hour. The front will also mark a change toward even colder temperatures, so while we'll top out in the teens in most places during the latter stages of the morning and around lunchtime, we'll spend the rest of the day dropping back through the teens and single digits on our way toward zero shortly after sunset tonight. Wind chill values will be slightly above zero during the first part of the day, then drop well below zero by this evening. Overnight tonight, temperatures will continue to plummet, and most places will be between 0 and 10 below by early tomorrow morning, with some higher terrain locations down to as low as 20 below. The wind will continue to blow, although easing up a bit. Still, wind chill values overnight will be in the 0 to 20 below range in many locations, and even 20 to 40 below across the higher terrain by early tomorrow morning. High pressure will be in control during the day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll still be breezy and very cold. Highs will once again bounce up into the middle and upper teens, and wind chill values will stay at or below zero. Another Alberta Clipper will head our way for Thursday night and Friday morning with a round of light snow that could dust the ground up to a couple of inches in spots. Then we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds as that Clipper moves by for Friday afternoon. It'll still be breezy and cold, but not as cold, with highs reaching into the middle 20s. On Saturday, dry weather, but another cold shot behind that Clipper, with highs only in the lower 20s. High pressure and control keeping it dry on Sunday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with highs in the upper 20s. Temperatures will continue to moderate into the early part of next week, although there is the chance of some light snow on Monday with highs around 30 and partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, virtually the entire eastern half of the country is under either a wind chill advisory or a wind chill warning. Wind chill values in the northern parts of Minnesota and North Dakota will be as low as 50 below zero. The wind chill in Minneapolis and Chicago will be between 30 and 40 below. Further south, hard freeze warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast states. Actual temperatures will drop into the upper teens and lower 20s for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, southern Georgia, and northern Florida. Wind chill values in these normally mild locations will be around 10 above zero. And the wind itself will be an issue in the southern plains, and wind advisories have been issued from central Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley for wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 9 below zero with a west-northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 8, 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Camarillo, California, to a low of 24 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy with a few snow showers in the mid-20s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo windy with light snow and blowing snow with temperatures dropping into the single digits. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 18 degrees, the low 8, the average temperature 13, that's 10 degrees below normal. We had a half inch of snow in Albany yesterday for the month now 2.1 inches, which is 1.2 inches below normal, and 26.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 6.8 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1915, and the record low 12 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-teens, though temperatures falling to near zero by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 5 to 20 below zero, with wind chill values as low as 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the lower 20s. Temperatures falling, though, by sunset back through the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near zero and wind chill values as low as 15 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today, early highs in the mid-teens, then temperatures falling to near zero by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 25 below and 40 below in the mountains. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers today, highs near 20, then temperatures falling into the single digits by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows 0 to 5 below and wind chill values as low as 20 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today, highs in the upper teens, then temperatures falling into the single digits by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 25 below and down to 40 below across the mountains. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still breezy and very cold with highs in the teens and wind chills at or below zero. Light snow Thursday night and Friday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze Friday afternoon, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, upper 20s. Chance of light snow Monday around 30, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.